Hello. Oh, that was much better. Welcome, everybody. So I'm Bjørn Olstad. I've been heading up the search and the content management part of SharePoint in 2013. And then I will be joined by Ashwin, who's coming here, who's the GM of retail in Dynamics, and Uli, who is Chief Architect in Services. So what we will have a look at is the use case of e-commerce. E-commerce both as a standalone application, and we dive into that and show you actually what you can get when you put SharePoint on top of Dynamics and build an end-to-end e-commerce system based on that. It will also serve as a pattern of what is really the bet for publishing in 2013, where we're using search as the foundation to drive experiences, and that we're utilizing in this case then for e-commerce. So as you see, there are three elements that we try to go through. First is reach. Since this is about business, it's not much fun if you actually don't have anybody to do business with. So how do you get found? The SEO side, kind of how does people actually know that you exist and come to your site? The second question is, can you do business with 10%, 50%, 90%, or 100% of your customers? What is that reach? And what you will see is that we are focused then on, in SharePoint 2013, to have a device notion, so you can be optimized on any device, both in browser and with native applications, but that you can still have centralized management, both of the experience and the merchandising. The second one is engagement. When you think about Amazon and the eBay, kind of the large e-commerce players out there, the bar for experience is very high. So if you start off kind of in your company, yes, I want to compete with the Amazon experience, I want to compete with the eBay experience, it's quite daunting. So is it possible to actually democratize the world of online business and give you an environment so you actually can go out and build competitive experiences that give that engagement that people now expect in order to build intimacy and loyalty with your site? And then at the end, it's not just about experiences, it's about business. And what does that mean? It means that you get then hopefully then visitors that hopefully enjoy your experiences, but you want to convert them to customers and do transactions with them, and that you can measure and what is actually the tools to do that. So what I first I'd like to show you is starting with the reach side. Then I have one of these cool devices here, and Microsoft Surface. So if it's live over here. So this is then an example where we have built, in this case, then a native app, a companion app, that interfaces with the complete e-commerce backend cloud service via REST APIs. So we afterwards see that we can build similar experiences on the web that I show you afterwards, but just that you can build a full-fledged experience from native apps, also then non-Microsoft like iOS and other systems. So on the left-hand side here, you see most popular. I'll come back to that, but inside the search engine in 2013, we have a complete MapReduce framework that can do mining of traffic data and usage data, so can produce intelligence, things like that. Then you can build cool experience things like semantic zoom. So as a zoom here, it's not just a screen zoom, it's actually a semantic zoom of the categories in this site. Then if I'm trying to dive down, let's look at some cameras. What could I be shopping while I'm in Vegas? Then we are inside the camera section. So I can browse through it. What actually is happening behind the scenes is that everything is driven with search. So as I browse through it, it sends requests in the backend as I browse through the elements and fills that into the display side of the page. It's much easier to browse a lot of things when you touch, actually, than when you're in a browse environment. Then you have the schema model. So if I don't go directly to the items, I can go through the schema. And the schema itself is data-driven. So just given the metadata of the product catalog as then managed in a separate system, like in Dynamics, it's just then surfaced directly into the user experience. But you can then control it. It might be that not all the metadata is actually what you should present to end users. You get business control for that step. So you can make what is actually a critical business decision for Bjørn when he's trying to find his right digital camera that you can map into an experience like this. So let's take a concrete scenario. Well, I'm in Vegas. Should I buy a laptop that I could use for travel and do photography with? Then I dive into this laptop category. then I can look, obviously browse directly to the items, and it's actually a search request presenting all the materials. So if you want to change something for me, you can do that in just one location. Let me look at the high-end laptops, so maybe a conservative black high-end computer. Here we have a couple of examples. Maybe this one could be interesting. Diving down, and here we are into, could this be interesting? The screen is not that good. You see down here at the bottom of the screen, I have then once again recommendations. Also just triggered with a search operation that takes as the input the actual item that I'm looking at, and looking at what are the other items that people use to buy in conjunction or are viewing in conjunction with looking at this item. That didn't have the right screen resolution for high-def movies, so maybe I should go in here and see if one of these could be the right one. Now I pick two of the items and I go into compare mode. Here I have two items that I could look at. Well, the one on the left has at least an high-def screen and it's quite light, so I think I'll go with that one. We could check the description of it just to make sure that I'm actually buying the right one. Yeah, it seems to be light and a good screen. Okay, if I swipe from the bottom here, then I get some actions. One of them is that I can actually then add it to my cart. So then I bought that item, or at least moved it to my cart in the companion app experience. If I then move over from the companion app to Now it looks good. So if you look here now, then here we have then the cart, then on the PC side. But let me now see if I could something more I should shop while I'm in Vegas. First of all, you will hear later from Ashwin when he starts to talk that really the notion is to build e-commerce on search and not with search. What is really the difference? Well, with search is what you saw in the keynote this morning as well. You have the familiar search bar that you can type in up here. So that's as expected. But all the other things that you're seeing in the experience. So for instance, the navigation taken off of the metadata pushed from the product catalog. When I start to surface items here, that will be a web part, which is a content by search. Down here, we have recommendations. So all pages are actually just a couple of viewpoints into the product catalog with a search request and styling on top of that. So that is the complete kind of building paradigm for building the experience itself. So I could here have dived into laptops the same way as I did on the Surface. But I already now have a laptop. Let's look on for a good camera that I could use. Then I could use search, look for an SLR camera. Here something strange happened. On the top you see a promotion of a camera which is great for taking northern lights. And you can say, why on earth did that show up? Stefan is the guy developing this, so why on earth did that show up? Well, actually behind the scenes, and we've seen other presentations, since all the data is surfacing with search, it means that it is a request that you can insert business logic on the fly. And that business logic could be that you know something about SLR that you would like to change, or it could be that you know something about me. A simple thing you know about me is that I was typing SLR as the query. Another thing you can know about me that you will see in one of the other sessions is that you could use Facebook. If I'm logged in with Facebook, you could read data on me from Facebook, like I'm male, I have a certain age, and I'm from Norway. And in Norway, we only have computer screens and northern lights to light up the environment. So if I'm buying a camera, then it must be a camera which is great for northern lights. I could have done the same as opposed to not use search, use navigation. So then I used the technically behind the scenes, kind of the term store, and then the metadata pushed from that system. So here I can do the same navigation. And once again, you see that the metadata model for navigation is contextual to photography. So if I want a great northern lights, maybe a great zoom with great ISO sensitivity. In that case, I only have one item left here. I could go in and explore that one. seems like a good candidate, and I have to be quick today, so I think I'll just go ahead and buy it. So now I have a laptop and I have a SLR camera. Then when you think about search, if you search for SLR that I did the last time, that's actually not really a search. That's bypassing navigation with search, because I'm searching for a category name. So I'm not actually asking for a specific camera. I'm hoping that the system suggests to me what is the right camera in that category. But you have other types of searches where I'm actually much more descriptive of what I'm actually interested in. So I have a daughter back home. So she doesn't like these large, clumsy cameras. So here I'm searching for a super zoom compact. And as you have larger and richer product catalogs, and as you build kind of a real competitiveness, it's the richness of the metadata that you have around the product catalog that really drives the how deep and compelling experience that you can build on top of it. So here we suddenly dive down and had four concrete candidates, and for my daughter, orange was maybe fresh and cool. So that looks well, so let me go ahead and buy that one as well. Okay, and then I have to admit, I'm working at Microsoft, so I shouldn't be saying this, but my daughter asked me to buy an iPad. It's too bad. But you see that the intelligence in this system is actually higher than my daughter. The system knows that it's much better to buy a Surface. And if you think about it, actually to develop a great e-commerce system isn't that hard. You should just think about it. What is the experience that you really would like to have if you go into a real store? You would like a person that looks nice, decent, so it's professional, and you get trust in the business itself. That's probably the first one. The next one is that it should be a person that you find is easy to talk with, and you really want it to be a conversation, not a monologue, neither from the guy in the shop or from you. And the keyword conversation is really key to build a good experience. How do you not think about Bjorn is coming in and saying one thing and then I have to find the right product? How do I develop a conversation? And you see that this search experience pivoting back and forth on metadata recommendation that is giving that conversation model. And then you would like the person in the shop to be extremely skilled on every product. What are the capabilities, differences, and how should you use them for this specific scenario? Then you feel good, and that's the richness of the metadata and things that comes behind. And they should never say no. So if you come in and say you would like to have this great iPad or tablet, they should never say no. They should always lead you to what is the right thing for you to buy, like the system did here. So once again, this could have then been manual. They said, you know what, iPad, we don't have it. I have two options. I can be mathematically correct and say to Bjorn, sorry, no results. Please go and find another web shop that provides iPads. That's one option. Then I would be mathematically correct. But it would probably not be a great business decision. If I rather take them and lead you the way to what is the most likely product that I have that you actually could buy, then it would probably be a better decision. So this could be manual. It could also be automated. You could track the system and find out for which queries, for which navigations, does the user actually not end up doing a transaction with me. And you could take those requests, those browsing or these queries, and say, you know what? It's just a waste to just push and push you the same thing that I know you don't actually buy. Why don't I rather then lead you to something that I know is a high likelihood of buying? So obviously she will get very excited. The only problem with my daughter is that we have some funny characters in Norway, so I will have to wait for it being released in Norway. But then at the bottom here, you see some suggestions. And this suggestion is part of that creating a conversational experience in e-commerce. Kind of that, how can you suggest things that either broaden or find the right product for the user? And as I mentioned, inside the search engine and then SharePoint for 2013, we have a complete MapReduce-based analytical engine. What that is doing is that typically in search, you look at one item at a time. So in e-commerce, it would be that you process one and one product, and you see what metadata can I produce for that product to then put into my experiences. With this MapReduce analytical engine, you can then look across the complete product catalog and look on kind of commonalities across the complete product catalog, or maybe more importantly, look at actually the traffic and what are actually people doing and how are products related from the actual usage of a site. Based on that, it takes that data and publishes it back to the search index as metadata. So then you can, in the search language itself, write things like what items are recommended for the surface. and that produces a search that surfaces these elements. But since it's a search, if you didn't think this was really great, you could say, well, actually, I don't want to have recommendation of items that have only one star in the user ratings. Then you could just add that in the query. Yes, I want what is recommended for the surface, but I only want items with more than 3 stars in the user rating. And by the way, I don't want any items from the category I'm currently looking at. I want all the type of things. And doing that is just to extend the query that then populates this item, which is then the recommended items. But for my daughter, maybe some red headphones looks great. Or should we add the gray? No, that looks good. So then you see I've already been able to buy me a laptop, an SLR, a camera, and you know, this one I could have a copy for myself as well, and maybe I should have one here as well. So now I have a reasonable starting point of what I could buy. If you then switch a little bit back to just to summarize what we have seen so far. So now we have seen the SharePoint side, and Ashwin is soon coming to come up and take then how can you then drive that from Dynamics to drive the experience. But as you also heard in the keynote, we have really kind of opened up SharePoint. So you don't have to do all the work in SharePoint. The experience layer is completely open. So you can use HTML5, you use JavaScript, CSS, and any tool like Dreamweaver that had a couple of bugs this morning. So any design tool can be used to create experience itself. And inside SharePoint, you will have notions that keep track of the devices. And since it's search behind the scenes, it's not just to render it, to have kind of a small screen form factor or a large screen form factor. You can actually change what products that you surface. Maybe on the PC that you are more in a discovery mode. If I'm actually buying a product from my mobile phone while I'm walking down the street, it's probably a decision mode. And I just want the products that I might actually act on right here and now. So that is kind of the first level. The second level is, as I said, that we have built the entire experience on search. What are the practical benefits of that? First of all, if you go to the experience layer, first you can use then normal JavaScript, HTML, CSS as the tools to build them. But maybe even more importantly, it's only 3 pages that you typically have to build to develop a complete e-commerce site. The one is the overview page, is the category page, is the product page. And when you look into them, they are just a population of 1, 2, 3, 4 content by search web parts that looks into the product catalog, looks on the traffic data, and surfaces the information that might be the most likely items that people actually then do buy. So if you then want to do even more smart things, so this was cool, but maybe I should have an even more specialized camera shopping experience. Maybe federate in from Flickr the five most commented pictures taken with that specific camera. Because this is so light and kind of mashup experience, then to go in and make a camera chooser with that element, you still have one uniform way to drive the content and drive the experiences, and very little work to then develop the site. So we have seen changes in just time to develop sites. Can I quote you on that, Stefan? What you feel is kind of comparative before and after to actually develop a site? We're talking 5 to 1 or something in number of man hours to actually get the complete experience if you start from scratch. And then I showed you one example that it's all about business. And since you have now one gateway that surfaces all the content into the experiences, you have one place where you can insert all your intelligence. And that is about the micro transaction, which is every time a person has done something with your site that might buy something or might move to your competitor or might just go away, you can insert intelligence. And you saw 2 examples of that, either very, very explicit on intent, like I don't have iPads, but I really would like to sell you something, like a Surface. The second one, I don't know who you are, but I know that you're male from Norway and probably you're a geeky type that would like an SLR with Northern Rights capabilities. And at the bottom, you see concretely how you could write that with actually not doing coding. So what you typically would like to do is to have the person that knows the product catalog, that knows merchandising, to actually to be able to optimize the business and not the developer guy behind the scenes. And then finally, it's all about business. So I have talked about the upper level with how you drive the experience and search on top of that. But when you come down, since this is sitting in SharePoint, then when Venuli comes out, you can use all the goodness and everything that you know how to play with in SharePoint to then enrich and build and differentiate to have a competitive offering on top of it. And it's all driven, it's an all data-driven model. So you saw the navigation elements, everything was just kind of responsive to what data you put into it. So if you would like to make a small business out of the box, you could create an app on your cell phone which has a spreadsheet with your products, pushing that to SharePoint, and that drives the experience. Or you could take Dynamics and actually drive the entire business both online and offline. And that's actually what you, Ashwin, would like to show for us. So now we are back to the shopping cart I left off for you.
Yeah, thank you, Bjorn. As you can see, we've taken the best of a business solution product that we have at Microsoft, which is the Dynamics product line. Many of you may not know Dynamics as a product line. Dynamics is the Microsoft business solution brand. What we do is we build business solutions for both mid-market and enterprise customers. So it allows you to drive an entire end-to-end business. And when Bjorn and I got together about a year and a half back, we looked at it and said, how can we take a retail experience on the cloud, which is an e-commerce experience, and how do we take the value of both Dynamics, which is an end-to-end business solution, as well as the search capabilities and the presentation capabilities of SharePoint, how do we meld them together to form this really great e-commerce solution that out of the box allows you to then take the power of Dynamics and the power of SharePoint and bring them together in a great experience. And when we looked at it, we said, in order to do that, you have to take search, you have to take presentation, and you have to take business logic, as well as the ability to control that business logic and be able to drive a great experience. So everything in this experience that was shown to you, everything starting from the navigation at the top. For example, the navigation in the top is just another merchandising hierarchy and dynamic. So you take one of the hierarchies you have for your product, you mark it, and it then shows up in SharePoint as your main navigational hierarchy. In addition to that, things like, for example, this rich promotion, for example, can be driven off Dynamics. So what you do is you take a promotion that you may be driving in your system, which you can do in the Dynamics backend. You basically mark it, you give it the associated with content, and you drive the SharePoint experience. And then if you went into, for example, let's say the digital SLR camera that Bjorn showed you, all of these attributes that you see here, what we call refiners, the ones that refine your search because every page is constructed off a search, is actually another attribute that is tracked in Dynamics. And all you do is you go into a merchandising hierarchy, you take one of the many attributes you have out there, you mark it as a refiner, and it automatically shows up on the website. And that goes to Bjorn's point where basically we want to have the merchandising manager, the person who's dealing with assortments for the business, to actually make the design, to actually design what shows up in the website rather to have to work with a web designer. So you can basically on a category level as well as a subcategory level. So for example, you had refiners here, which was the color and the zoom. You can have a completely different, of course, set of attributes or refiners for a different category. And so you can, at any level of the category, change the refiners that are pushed to SharePoint search, and then, of course, in the display part of it. But the beauty of the system is it then also takes the strength of Dynamics, which is the ability for you to be able to run business rules on each of the endpoints. So for example, the internet-facing site which SharePoint puts up has embedded in it, in the Dynamics for e-commerce product line, the ability to have what we call the commerce runtime. And I'll cover that in detail later. But the ability, for example, the speed in which you saw this change, for example, happens because the entire business logic you need to drive the commerce experience that you have in conjunction with search is done with a commerce runtime that comes as a part of this combined solution. So you have an entire end-to-end e-commerce experience that goes everything from merchandising down into, of course, the presentation of that information to the ability to drive the actual commerce through the site. And then, of course, if I went in and said, let me go in and check out this item that Bjorn added for his daughter, and then I can do interesting things like show me where I can pick this item up, because Bjorn said that he was going to buy a camera, and maybe he wants to take some pictures in Vegas, even though everything that, you know, happens in Vegas is supposed to stay in Vegas, but he wants to have a little bit of that proof. So he decides he wants to actually go and look at the cameras that are out here. And so let's look what stores actually show, the camera. And as you can see, there are actually two stores quite close by. So you can decide to actually even integrate into your physical channels, and that's seamless because the commerce runtime understands your physical presence as well as your e-commerce presence. You can do things like, because you have more than one item, you can basically say you can go and change your preferences based on the item. So you can say, you know what, the camera I want to pick up from the store, you know, whatever the retail store that you have close by, but I want to have my computer because, you know what, I don't want to lug it all the way back to Europe, and I'll have that shipped to me back in Europe. So you can do what's known as split order shipping, for example, between the sites. And of course, because it's based on a runtime, you can then also, you know, do things like, for example, if I decided I was going to now ship this, and basically I'm going to just ship it to his Microsoft address, though, because I don't know Bjorn's address back home, so just going to go back to Microsoft. I just send it to Redmond, and you can then do interesting things like call back into the backend system, and I'll cover this in detail. And I can do things like calculate in real time the shipping methods available based on the address. So, for example, there are two shipping methods available. I decide to do ground because it's probably free, and then I can go in and, of course, then, you know, have that purchase completed on a credit card. And so it has complete integration into payment options that you would expect. Let me just, hopefully I've typed this in right, and as you can see, I can then complete the transaction. It goes ahead and computes the tax, and then I just go and submit the order. But what you get from this is then, as the order is submitted, the order is then split up depending on whether you want to pick up in store. So if you had something which I said I want to pick up in a store, it then goes into the system as a pick up in store versus the other stuff is shipped back to you. So it has a tight integration into the backend logic and the ability to control all of that from one single point. And with that, I'll quickly go into a presentation and show you how this all happens and what kind of capabilities we have in the system. And as you can see, what we drive this is with the Microsoft Dynamics for e-commerce, which is a version of Dynamics for retail, which has just the e-commerce capabilities. But you can also drive, in addition to e-commerce, all your different channels. So the ability, for example, in conjunction with SharePoint to drive both the storefront, as well as rich integration into physical stores, using the where you can run the point of sale using the same system, as well as the ability in the near future to drive even, for example, mobile point of sale using the same system. So we have the ability to manage all of the capabilities in the back end. By the way, not just merchandising and omni-channel enrichment, which is the ability to add not just the prices and the descriptions to the items, but being able to get with rich content stored in SharePoint. So you can take the rich content, like the content you saw in the website, which may be managed through the web content management aspects of SharePoint, but more importantly, be able to also do order processing. So as the orders come in from the different channels, the ability to drive CRM and loyalty management. So you can have in the system, for example, the ability to manage points. You can say that if you bought a Surface, you get, 10% of that as points, and whereas if you just bought a camera, you get 5%. You can drive rules with respect to loyalty and, of course, the ability to do supply chain management as well as corporate operations. Now, you don't have to use those capabilities. You can just use Dynamics for e-commerce, that is the combined Dynamics and SharePoint package, to just drive your website with respect to merchandising and order processing, the ability to download the orders from the website. But more importantly, if you had physical stores, then you can make sure that if you said pick up in store, you can pay all of it in one order and then have a certain receipt that you walk up to a store and can complete that. And by the way, that's all out of the box, seamlessly integrated, something that today most retailers or e-commerce businesses have to build from scratch. And that together with the power of Dynamics and SharePoint, especially with respect to SharePoint search, we've been able to bring it together. And with that, let me quickly tell you the capabilities that we have added as a part of this integration. So we have the ability to do centralized catalog and order management across all channels, the ability to have omni-channel as well as cross-device workflows, the ability to have, as you saw, you know, the ability to have your merchandise in a point of sale, as well as the ability to have it in your e-commerce site, as well as your mobile point of sale, the ability to have symmetrical omni-channel. Today, it is usually very tough to have the same rule run on your website as well as your store. And what we do is we allow you to embed the same commerce runtime in your e-commerce site with SharePoint as well as in your point of sale. So the rules that you run with respect to pricing is exactly the same as the rules you would like to run on your different channels. And therefore, you're able to bring that together in a symmetrical way, something which today, by the way, is extremely tough to do in almost any other existing system, because in most cases, they have different rule engines for e-commerce versus what you do in the physical store. The ability to, of course, have an out-of-the-box e-commerce experience with a developer platform that's based on both the SharePoint developer platform as well as the Dynamics developer platform. As we go into the catalog and order management, as you can see, you can manage all channels, that is the catalog for all channels from a central place. You can decide whether you want to target one or many catalogs against your e-commerce site. And by the way, you can have that same catalog or a different catalog target your physical stores. The ability to then merge those catalogs as well as the enriched, rich data that we get from SharePoint into a combined catalog that you manage as one process. The ability to merchandise, that is the ability to do pricing promotion, decide what to sell where, is also centrally available with that solution. And the ability, of course, to have all of those orders flow down as a part of one process that you can then fulfill from your back-end fulfillment systems. And the ability to drive loyalty off that fulfillment, the ability to have alignment, as you saw, devices, tablets, everything from a tablet to a phone, and the ability to also, of course, be able to satisfy the orders in-store by have order online and pick up in-store or order online and return in-store. The ability to have symmetrical services, everything from pricing, taxation, the ability to do shipping options, the ability to do discounting, advanced discounting in the same system, as well as the ability to look for availability, the real-time availability in a physical location, as well as, of course, the out-of-the-box shopping cart experience that you saw with integrated payments. And then, since it is the out-of-the-box starter storefront, you literally can install SharePoint, the right aspects of SharePoint and Dynamics, and have them work seamlessly with each other. And the ability to have a starter storefront literally be ready to run. In fact, what you saw today in Bjorn's demo and my demo is exactly what you get as a part of the starter storefront. And now, of course, you can go and modify the look and feel of that storefront because, as you know, SharePoint allows you to use everything from HTML and CSS to change the complete presentation. And then, of course, the ability to use the commerce runtime, the integrated payment processor, as well as the UI experience, all being different roles separated from each other. Therefore, the ability for you to use the right talent to do the right changes. The big thing which sets us apart, and this is again based on SharePoint search, is when we looked at e-commerce and we had a number of options at Microsoft to look at, we decided the next generation of e-commerce would be based on search. If you notice, every one of those pages is surfaced off search, not based off a call into a database. So what that gives you is the ability to take everything like product catalogs and navigation that can come from a line of business application such as Dynamics, but more importantly, the ability to take rich digital assets that could be stored in SharePoint as well as static content and external content and pump that into a search database and be able to drive every page out of that database. What it gives us is what we believe is the next generation of e-commerce. That is, you take a business solution such as the Microsoft Dynamics for e-commerce, tie it to Microsoft SharePoint 2013, and together drive what we believe is e-commerce redefined. And so if there's one thing you come out of this session, It is that the next generation of e-commerce is not e-commerce on search, but it is e-commerce on search, not e-commerce with search. Because today, almost every site that you have out there has e-commerce with search, but very rarely do you find the kind of rich integration that you get by having e-commerce based on search, the ability to totally tailor the experiences that your customers might have on their website. With that, of course, I'd like to ask Uli to come up and talk about how we can go and architect and deploy these solutions.
Thank you, Ashwin.
Does it work? Yep, it does work. So, as Ashwin and Björn kind of explored the capabilities of this combined solution, which, by the way, is pretty much a first for Microsoft, having two product groups work together, shipping a single product based upon two very rich and complicated or complex product like SharePoint and Dynamics are in their own right. So we have to think about deployment and really thinking through how we as IT professionals use these capabilities to best effect for the business scenario. And the way I describe what we really shipping is an e-commerce system for the generation me, meaning it is an adaptive environment that understands your preferences, your behaviors, and your friends' behaviors, if you so choose. But backed by a very stable backend engine that understands business rules and business optimization. This combination together really gives you a lot of power to think through your e-commerce or your overall retail commerce strategy as a business. So it's a very, very exciting environment that really thinks about social, it thinks about real time, bringing the right stuff together based upon your behavior, not statically, but dynamically. What you have done at the site while you're browsing, shopping, is both used with you while you are there to be much more interesting and exciting in terms of helping you find the right products. But at the same time, it's also preserved for prosperity so that the recommendation engine, for example, can take your behaviors and my shopping behaviors and on the one side make the searches and the consumption of information more tailored to you next time you come around, but also help the business owner inside the Dynamics environment to make decisions that, oh my God, actually people were searching for iPads, we showed them the Surface, and we have a conversion rate of, let's say, 10 out of 15 customers actually choose to go buy the Surface. So that's really important for the merchandise person that really says, wow, this is cool and I did the right things. So if you think about the extensibility and the customization, always think about a business environment, Dynamics, and the custom content-driven, behavior-driven behavior from search. One of the key things that we are looking at is time to value. When I'm, as a consultant, talk about time to value, I normally go and talk on the left-hand side, which is I'm giving you everything you ever wanted to ask for. So I'm going to listen to you, do the requirements gathering, and then I come up with this tailoring and completely will spend 3 years on your premises and deliver this stuff. We as Microsoft Consulting are a different consulting company because we realize that time is of the essence today, and we have to figure out a way to give you value in the shortest period of time that still matches your requirements. And so we kind of offer these four different deployment types. And they are not XOR, meaning you have to decide one way or the other, but you can start with a certain set of behaviors, let's say in the cloud, or, and then over time, customize aspects of the solution. Let's take the online experience for the shopping environment and make that part of cloud. But the business environment, because it is integrated with a lot of business processes, we put on premise. So this is a hybrid environment built into the architecture of the system to really look at optimized points for deployment. A couple of my friends will talk about product line architectures tomorrow, which is really a reference architecture that we as services are developing together with the product groups to help you with pre-designed architectures that you can just deploy. They will work, they will scale, and they're robust. Sometimes that won't work for you because you have such a special environment, so you can go on to the recommended or supported environments. But we try and keep you to the right, meaning either a cloud-based environment or a product line architecture, because we believe the cycles of innovation will go faster and faster and faster, and we have to stay as close as possible to the product capabilities in order to keep being upgradable and taking advantage of the innovation that they're shipping from the product. With that, I want to introduce an extensibility framework and also point out where the extensibility points in the system are. The first one is configuration. The easiest and unbelievable powerful system that we have seen from Björn and Ashwin is just configure the capabilities in the dynamic system to push information and rules and other things out into the SharePoint environment, add content, add rules in the SharePoint environment, build search queries. That's all out of the box. It's upgradable. It doesn't interfere with the mechanisms that are built into the product. They actually exploit the capabilities of the product. But there, we understand that you need to customize things. You need to integrate into other systems. So, for example, most of you, if you're running a big company, will have SAP or Oracle ERP systems running around that would do parts of what Ashwin was talking about. And so the Dynamics people, for example, have a two-tier ERP strategy where they take the e-commerce solution and integrate it with the fulfillment or order management processes that you might have implemented, let's say, in SAP or in the Oracle system. So there's a lot of ways that you can use to really build on top of this unbelievable, powerful platform and still customize it to your business. Let me give you some examples. On the configuration side, enabling web parts, everything that Stefan has done is effectively using HTML5, JavaScript, and CSS. There is nothing that isn't standardized. You open up Visual Studio or you open up Adobe Tools, and you can customize the behavior of the pages. The next one is you configure the navigation through queries, search queries. There is a web part inside SharePoint that we, as a part of the solution, will populate before that for you based upon the catalog and other things. But you can customize the queries and the behaviors. Again, Björn gave you a couple of pointers of what that would look like. Instead of saying, show every product that's related, ask for, no, I only want to see things with 3 stars or 4 stars or recommended by people from Norway. Whatever the attributes are that you are interested in, that's really something that you can completely control. On the customization user experience, you can customize the retail solution to a very large degree. If that makes sense or not is a different discussion, but it's certainly possible to customize the entire backend processes. Dynamics has a lot of capabilities like workflows, custom applications, and so forth, where you can integrate custom solutions, change the way the processing works, and all supported by the product. Authentication is a key piece in e-commerce. You can choose to go anonymous interfaces, so people like me, I don't like to register for commerce sites, so I just want to buy stuff. Don't bother me with this registration. But as Ashwin pointed out, if you have an incentive for me to sign up, like loyalty points and other things, I might sign up. And then you can say, well, I'm going to accept Facebook, Google, and Microsoft IDs as the 3 consumer IDs. And we built all that plumbing into the SharePoint and Dynamics environment so that you can pass those identities through between your website and your business processing. And the loyalty system and everything else works off those kind of IDs based upon the integration. Integration is another piece that is built into both SharePoint through BCS, through the content architecture and the crawling architecture that SharePoint Search supports, but also into Dynamics. I mentioned the 2-tier ERP before. So you can really look into integrating with other ERP systems as part of the setup that we support. Enriching the content, again, we mentioned digital assets. We mentioned wikis, blogs, Facebook, all these other systems. You can choose to integrate it using built-in capabilities of the SharePoint environment. And the key thing here is you can hire the right people for the right job. You don't have to have a super e-commerce guy that does it all. You can have a Dynamics person that is focused on business processes, understanding retail or commerce. You can have a SharePoint content management person that understands SharePoint content management. They have no clue what commerce is. They don't need to. They can just think about how do I create a rich experience. And then you can hire or ask for a SharePoint search person that can build an extremely attractive and compelling interface and scenario. You might say, what's the big deal? The super e-commerce guys will most likely be $500 an hour. The Dynamics person might be $75, the SharePoint search guys might be $85. I'm making these numbers up, so don't write them down as saying, oh my God, he asked for $75, whatever the numbers are. But when you ask for a super specialist that understands an end-to-end scenario, it's always going to be more expensive. When you ask for people that understand a specific part, A, they know that part really deep, and B, they're most of the time more affordable, let's call it that. And one other thing that we are looking at is, how do you look at this built-in MapReduce system? As Bjorn said, it's very dark out there, or very light, depending what time of the year it is in Norway, so they write a lot of code, which is good. But when you look at big data, it's actually bigger than just what the search environment in Dynamics can in SharePoint can handle. So this is old data. This is actually, I think, 3 or 4 years old. But it's a very interesting number, what's happening. And one of the questions that every e-commerce environment has to ask themselves is, when you look at yourself a lot, you will make decisions, which is fine. You will be able to say, this is what I'm seeing, and this is behavior, so I'm going to promote these items. Wouldn't it be cool if you could actually go and ask Bing, or Google for that matter, saying, hey, Bing, I'm seeing this behavior. People that buy this laptop, buy this camera, or these Beat headsets. What have you seen? And Windows Azure provides you with a data marketplace that allows you to go and ask Bing those kind of queries, saying, show me what other people have asked for. So that you can not only look at big data from your perspective, but also looking at external data and really bringing that along. So we look at it from an extensibility perspective of capability that is not built into the solution, but you can integrate it into the solution at real-time targeting. So when the person is on the site, in the session, I would like to be able to say in real time, I've seen him do this query. What other things do we see in behaviors? So you saw if you go to MSN or Google or anybody, they will actually target advertising in real time at you. They will look at your behavior, your user queries, your clicks in the navigation, and they will ship advertising your way. And while the system here does a part of real-time activity, it doesn't take your aggregated user experience or user behavior into account. So Microsoft ships a real-time event system called Stream Insight, which we have already prototyped to integrate into this solution. So you can extend into real-time analytics as much as you can do the MapReduce integration that I mentioned before. Personalization, so go even further in real-time, understand what's going on. Just an example, I didn't know, but our friends from Dell sell Xboxes. First time you do the query for Xbox, we show you the physical hardware and then the games. Next time you come around, because you clicked on the games right away, you didn't browse the physical hardware, we from there on out know that, yeah, we will show you the hardware, but we will deprioritize, or we change the order of the query. We show you first the games, so high up in the query results, and then we show low in the query results, we show the Xbox hardware in real time. Nobody coded anything. It's just because the way you behaved. You searched for Xbox, you clicked into the game, we switch the order around in the rest of the navigation and interaction with the site. And then big data, I mentioned before, outside of the system that SharePoint Search provides, which is built in, closed loop, we can use the HD Insight product or service on Windows Azure on-premise to either expand the scope of big data analysis, what have we seen, what have we done, or integrate with Bing and other external data sources to really enhance the system that we have been building and become, how do I say this, cleverer, more intense. Again, remember, it's about Generation Me. The people that go into those sites expect you to know who you are, expect to be completely customized. Standard commerce sites with static content don't exist. You can't really sell anything to those kind of people anymore. Just to show you a quote-unquote architecture diagram of the solution you saw in action. And all of this is real code running off that laptop right now in a virtual machine. So the Dynamics system plus the SharePoint system is completely running on a single VM. So on the back office side, we have the Dynamics system managing the business processes, really thinking through your merchant strategy, your commerce strategy, promotions, and all these other things, product bundles, discounts, and so forth. And then we have a very nice interface between SharePoint and Dynamics, where the SharePoint guys actually introduced a structured list called catalog or product catalog into the content management system, meaning that both the content management system and search understand the idea of a structured list, and it's the example is a product catalog. That does not mean that SharePoint is a catalog management system. It is a catalog content system. Think about it that way, whereas Dynamics is a catalog management system. And we use the combination to effectively publish the catalog into SharePoint, and from there on out, you just use the content management knowledge and ideas you have to add digital assets, blogs, whatever you want that is supported by the system. Microblogs, integration with Yammer, and all these other things are just content management exercises. And then you effectively tell the search engine, crawl this catalog and all the stuff that's in there, and from there on out, it's just really bringing queries, content, and UI together. And that's really what's happening across this site. And the nice thing is you have two extensibility points, SharePoint, content, UX, and search behaviors, and Dynamics, merchandising, commerce, and channel strategies. And those three together, I think, are really very powerful from a commerce perspective. And as you saw, I don't know, Stefan, is Stefan gone? Stefan, the demo worked. You don't have to run. That's OK. So I don't know how long it takes to set up these things, but if you just take it out of the box, don't do anything, I would say you would be up and running in a day. But again, since we, in a commerce site, we want to customize the business behaviors, it will take a little longer. But the idea is to give you a rich starting point that will give you 60% of what you need to get done, and the 40% are business decisions rather than technology decisions. Do I use a Flash site or any of these other decisions? We don't want you to need to make those decisions. You could, but we really want you to start with a rich base and go from there. There are some related sessions that we encourage you to look at to get deeper into the technology, because this was an overview session. I don't know if my PLA session is on there, but Tom Wisnowski and Luca Bandinelli will talk about product line architectures, what that is and how to work them, and that's tomorrow morning sometime, I think at 9. I don't know what the session code is. With that, I asked my co-presenters to come back up, and if you have any questions, you have three people that should be able to answer pretty much anything you might want to know. Pretty much, I said. No questions. Stunned silence. Okay. Well, with that, enjoy SharePoint Conference.
Thank you.
Do you have a question?
Sure.
So let me see if I can repeat the question. Yeah. The question you had was, so there is a set of data around the catalog that's managed in Dynamics, and then there's a set of rich data that, you know, content data that's managed in SharePoint. And the question was whether the interface was a new interface. The answer is, with respect to catalog management, we have built catalog management into Dynamics. So the ability to manage your entire product, pricing, descriptions, and things like that. But more importantly, we also have a way to link into already existing SharePoint content. So you can take the rich SharePoint content and take it to the web content management, because usually, you know, the creatives tend to have a different content process than, let's say, the merchandising manager who worries about pricing and promotions and things like that. So we actually took that into account. We said there is a set of business decisions made in the Dynamics system with respect to the catalog, and then it connects through loose links into SharePoint, through which you could run a rich content management system too.
Ashwin, the question was technical. So I think the concept is understood that you partition the problem.
Yes.
But are you using BCS for the commerce runtime or not?
No, we have we use something called the commerce data exchange to interchange data between Dynamics and SharePoint. And of course, it uses, once it gets pushed to what we call a commerce runtime, then it uses the SharePoint BCS to pump it into the catalog, which is why we can keep that abstraction between business and content.
Yep.
So it's a combination of BCS and Commerce Data Exchange.
Okay, navigation.
Yes.
So to repeat the question, is the actual experience of navigation in SharePoint based on the data in SharePoint, or is it still data in Dynamics? So inside SharePoint, the product catalog is at the end a list inside SharePoint. And from that point, when I'm doing the surface play or I'm playing with the site, then I'm interacting with that that list. So think of it like we are a cache. Then when you use it together with Dynamics, that you publish data, we are the cache that is actually stored in a list inside SharePoint, and we use that information purely inside SharePoint to drive the experiences.
So the answer is yes, it is purely driven off search, which is why we say it is e-commerce on search. So when it comes to the actual experience of presentation, your navigation, exploring the site, that's completely driven off SharePoint search. What we do is we do bring the data and store it in an intermediate form in the commerce runtime so that the moment you make a purchasing decision, which is a commerce runtime decision, then we can go to structured data and be able to actually, you know, have structured rules run because you don't want pricing to change, you know, based on something. So it's actually driven off both those experiences, but the actual experience is driven off content, you know, the SharePoint search, which we think is a part of.
And again, if you look at the CRT, I don't know if you were talking about this at the session. The commerce runtime actually does two things. One, it gives you metadata plus reference data, and it also handles the transactions. So purchasing, other checkout, all these other things, those are handled in real time with the dynamic system. You had a question.
So the question was, how do I get this out-of-the-box starter storefront? What you would do is you would buy Dynamics for retail, which has the catalog management and additional pieces. There is a server component associated with it, which is the Dynamics for e-commerce. That's the one component you would buy from Dynamics in addition to the Dynamics server as such. And then you would have SharePoint server licenses. So it would be basically a combination of you're buying SharePoint and Dynamics, and then there is actually a component called Dynamics for e-commerce that then pulls it all together into one complete out-of-the-box experience.
Sorry. Okay.
So the question was, is this supported in Dynamics AX R2, 2012 R2, which is, yes, the answer is it is. This is explicitly going to ship as a part of Dynamics AX 2012 R2 and, of course, SharePoint 2013. So I think one of them, which is Dynamics GAs in December, and SharePoint GAs in February. And so once those both, you know, by the way, GA means general availability, is generally available across the world on those dates, and you put those two together with the Dynamics for e-commerce, and that's how you get the solution, yes. Yes. So the question was, can you create custom payment gateways? Yes. One of the commerce runtime that we didn't talk about, by the way, there's a follow-up session, if you notice, where we can cover that in detail. The Commerce runtime has both Windows workflow and a kernel and something like 40 different business modules, everything from customer, pricing, promotion, and of course payments. And so we give you a payment module that can be then both used out of the box or can be extended, of course, to custom gateways as such. So the question was, can the solution be used for business to business? The answer is, today, as we've set up the experience out of the box, we've taken B2C as being the primary scenario. Now, absolutely, because the Commerce runtime understands everything, you know, in dynamics from, you know, what I would say trade promotions, you know, the ability to have customer groups and pricing based on customer groups. The answer is yes, but it would need some amount of customization, because as you display the price, as you can see, normally B2C is based on a fixed price, whereas B2B normally tends to be what I would say, you know, customer group based pricing. So you would have to change some of that logic in order to have it. So you might delay the actual pricing, for example, from being displayed until the person logs in and so on and so forth. So it would need a certain amount of customization, if that answers. It is absolutely feasible, yeah. So the question was, do you support multiple stores, e-commerce stores? And so yes, the answer is both SharePoint, I believe, with the sub-site infrastructure drives not only presentation across more than one storefront, but more importantly, your business rules, because you can push to multiple channels. We do support out-of-the-box both multiple e-commerce channels as well as multiple store channels, each which can have differing business rules as well as presentation from the SharePoint perspective. I think that's the answer. Bjorn? Anything, John? Oh, that's great. Sure. Sorry. So the question was, would we have a demo virtual machine? Yes, the answer is we will have a Dynamics for e-commerce VM, which will include definitely the Dynamics portions of it and as well as the out-of-the-box storefront. So yes, in fact, that's the one that's running on that laptop right now. It's a version of that VM that we'll jointly release. And so. So the question was, does that use SharePoint on-premise? It does use SharePoint on-premise. So I think the VM is based on, today, a physical, you know, machine that you deploy on-premise. Yes. The question was, if there was a hands-on lab. Do we have a hands-on lab, Mira? So the answer is we do not have a hands-on lab. We do have down at the Expo Center a combined booth with SharePoint and Dynamics to show the end-to-end solution. And I think there's a couple of other sessions, if you noticed, which mention e-commerce, that actually will have details from a presentation perspective in there. So the question was, will this solution be available for all European markets? I'll let Bjorn answer the SharePoint part of it, and then I'll come to the Dynamics part of it.
So for the SharePoint part, there is nothing special with this relative to any other use case of SharePoint, so it will be available in any markets. So the only thing I can think of is like the out-of-the-box payment fulfillment and shipping elements and how that kind of has the infrastructure locally.
And I think when it comes to Dynamics, what we do is we have out-of-the-box integration in 36 countries across the world. I believe one of the countries that you mentioned, Portugal, we don't support out-of-the-box, but we have what is known as partner-led localization. So we call it PLLP. So there are partners who then take, of course, because it's completely customizable, and then build the specific business rules for Portugal. But out-of-the-box, we support the business rules for 36 plus country, most of Western and most of, I would say, even Central and Eastern Europe, we do support, but though there are some outliers depending on that.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.